Hey everyone, it's JT. I was just editing the episode and I realized that we didn't get a chance to shout out the podcasts that are giving us shout outs like we do every week. So I wanted to do that here, almost like an ad. But go give a listen to Ken Pescatore and Adam Tuttle from Lured Up Podcast. They have some really engaging conversations and I cannot recommend them enough. Go check them out. They're really great. Go check out the Wayspotters podcast with Jamal and Lachlan. Super informative. Go get some points of interest added and get some new Pokestops in the game. GoCast podcast with Chris and Kyle. Super clever content. Definitely a 10 out of 10 listen. Fish on a Heater and DeFi E250 also have a PvP segment there. Get you prepared for the next metas that are coming up. Really great content to help you become a better battler. Go check them out. Also, the BTW Beginner to Winner podcast is also an awesome pick if you want to get better at PvP. Super great. You can tell they have a lot of fun while they were recording. So, yeah, go check out those podcasts. I can't recommend them enough. Okay, bye.
Hello, trainers, and welcome to another episode of your mom's favorite podcast, The Roundtable Chatot, where everyone has a seat at the table. JT, we've got something interesting going on today. Why don't you go ahead and get us into our very first ever guest?
Heck yeah. So my name is JT, aka Shadow Prime 34. And coming from us all the way from Australia, the mayor of Pallet Town himself, the legend that walks among mere mortals, rank 316 globally in self, we have Fish on a Heater. Fish, how you doing, man?
I'm great. I'm so glad that yet another podcast is getting me on in one of their early episodes that not many people are listening to yet.
Oh, yeah.
maybe this is our boon. Maybe you're all we needed.
This is it. Like the catalyst that kicks us off.
That's right.
Yeah. It's a record, though. Normally, it's like within the first 10, you guys have at least waited till 17.
Nice.
Then when you guys explode, which you absolutely will soon because you guys make a great product. But when that happens, that's when hopefully people will go back to the early episodes, listen through, and then they'll find, there's that Fish guy.
There we go. Him. Beautiful. Well, JT, I have a bit of news for the people, but I want you to have to be the one to read it. So please go ahead and introduce my favorite new segment for the time being.
Well, we have two new patrons, and that two new patrons put us at 15 total.
That's right.
Which means I am reading an 8th grade Transformers fanfic, which is the origin of Shadow Prime 34. So looks like I'll be making a trip home this week to get my old 8th grade notebooks and throw those in Google. So, yeah.
There you go.
Thank you to our new patrons, Silent Watcher and Michelle. Thank you so much for your donation.
Absolutely. And I will be reading them in as many voices as I can come up with.
Yeah, so for those of you that don't know, it's really bad. The villain doesn't have a name. He's just bad guy because I couldn't think of anything at the time. So, yeah, it's going to be great.
There you go. All right, let's go into the first section with our guest today. We'll start with you, Fish. Now we're going to go into our studs and duds for the week. So we want to hear your in-game high and your in-game low.
Or both.
Shoot. Yeah. I didn't realize it had to be an in-game thing.
Okay. No, no. It doesn't have to be in-game.
Go for it.
It doesn't have to. Okay. Phew. Because, we obviously, you guys know, some others might not, that we run a community called Palatine PvP. Mm-hmm. And after, I don't know how long it's been, almost probably a year now of it running, we finally made a Twitter account.
Yeah.
All right.
Got into the 21st century.
That's right. Yeah, we weren't sure who was running Pallet Town, and all of a sudden we had, you know, some info on there, and now we have new friends.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually, you know them. It's Athena.
Oh, yeah, Athena, yeah.
Ah, that's right.
Yeah.
So one of your patrons.
I'm a little slow sometimes. Well, all the time.
Yeah, anytime, like, I try to, like, retweet anytime they retweet us, mm-hmm. retweet you guys, so... Kind of that, like, rising tide raises all ships.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You have any duds this week, Fish?
Yeah. So I was playing a practice Firefly Cup tournament,
mm-hmm.
and it got into round 2 of the tournament. I tagged my opponent, to say, hey, I'm ready to go when you are, and I heard nothing back for about 20 to 25 minutes. It was getting to the end of the round timer. They finally get back to me and, like, no apology, no, you know, explanation or anything. They just said, hey, you send. And so, yeah, I mean, could have asked for just the auto win, but it's a practice tournament, so I wanted to get the practice in.
Sure, yeah.
And I played them, and they swept me 3-0, ooh, and I just threw my phone down and refused to play the rest of the tournament.
Oh, yeah, I definitely get identify with that.
No fun.
But also, like, that battle etiquette, though.
I don't know if I would call that etiquette.
Yeah.
Well, that battling.
The non...
Nothing.
Yeah.
Now, Fish, do you know that we record in the same room?
Yes. Okay. I could see you looking at
each
other.
Yes. Okay. Oh, yeah. not everybody does that nowadays. And, you know, we're lucky enough to live about 5 minutes away from each other. So if there is any video of this ever released and you see myself or Shadow just sort of looking off to the side, we're looking at each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You want to hit me with your studs and duds, JT?
So my stud, with this whole, like, Air Adventures event that was going on, I managed to catch a shiny rank 16 for Great League Drift.
Loon.
Bloon. Yes.
You turned it into a flim.
I turned it into a flim, but it was a loon. So I caught a rank 16. I was really excited because, you know, those, like, Pokemon that just kind of, like, out of place and mm-hmm. they spawn. It's like, what are you doing there? And you tap it and it's a shiny and I'm like, yes. So that was super exciting for me. And then today I had my Go Plus Ball Plus Go thingy going.
Close
and,
enough.
I checked, yeah, this was called Licensed by Niantic. I checked it and I checked my recent catches. There was a shiny Lickitung in there.
Oh yeah.
I was like, ooh, yeah, look I at want you. That. I mean, I'll give it to you for a blue tank.
I've got a Vullaby.
Blue tank.
okay. What about, did you say duds already or just studs?
Duds.
Hit me.
So my Firefly team, I'm feeling pretty confident in it right now. I did face Astro Zombie again from the BTW Beginner to Winner podcast, for those of you that have heard those shout outs before. And he kicked my butt, but it was I went down swinging. So yeah, that was my dud. I was hoping
so
that
says.
This team. Well, yeah.
I want to see that battle log.
So, yeah, that was my dud. It was
okay.
Really banking on that team. I was, like, hoping for a 3-0 because I was really counting on some mons, but they didn't do as bad as I thought they would.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
So,
I think for me, more stud than dud, I, for the first time in 50 weeks, caught a shiny Shadow.
Oh, yeah.
Almost a full year in between my shiny Shadows. I don't know if I have too many duds because I try to stay away from the things that make me sad.
Fair.
But I guess it's not really a dud. It would be more of a, you know, just unlucky. But trying to get the shiny balloon Pikachu didn't work out so well. And I clicked everyone I saw. So maybe next year.
Yeah.
Maybe next year.
But like a kind of like a dual dud. Our friend from Japan got you that shiny red, orange, blue.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know
what
that one's called.
Yeah, so I think it's Okinawa. A friend was able to trade me one, and so I got that. That's definitely a stud. But yeah, you know, I wanted the American one too.
Yeah.
That's right.
Very nice.
All right. What do we have next?
We've got in-game news. As today, they actually just dropped the event that...
We waited so long for the water information. All right. We'll go ahead and just read through some information here about the water festival that we now have info for. Anything you're looking forward to, Fish?
Oh, this Lapras with the bow tie is just adorable.
It really is.
Yep.
It really so is. Good. So we'll start with that for all of our listeners. We'll go through and just give you some news. So starting Thursday, May 12th at 10 a.m. to Friday, May 20th, 8 p.m. local time is the water festival. We have a couple of Pokemon debuts. The Lapras wearing a scarf that we talked about. It looks like it's a bow tie. They say scarf. It's a big old nice bow tie. That can be
come
shiny.
On, Niantic.
I know. I like bow tie stuff. We are also getting Dewpider and Araquanid. Some of my staples from whatever gen they come from, because I never know what gen anything's from.
I can tell you it's from not Gen 1.
That's true. You. That is true. Or maybe 8. Probably
I
not
guess
8
gen
either.
Gen 7? Like Alola?
Seven sounds right.
Oh, yeah, seven, yeah. Because we're in Alola. Yeah, that would make sense.
This is why we bring smart people onto our show. you will also be able to catch Tapu Fini, so you've got to raid and hopefully catch that. We are getting Shiny Binnacle in the game, which also means Shiny, its evolution.
Barbaracle.
There you go. Yeah. That's a good name.
You got it.
Yeah. I love Barbaracle. He was really clutch in, what was it? Glacial Cup?
The game.
Oh, okay.
He did good in the game for you. We also have a global challenge. So from Wednesday, May 11th at 1 p.m. Pacific. Is that Pacific?
Yes.
1 p.m., whatever time they're starting. To Saturday, May 21st at 1 a.m. This is kind of a big one, but I think it'll go quickly. As a world, we have to catch 600 million water-type Pokemon.
So many Pokemon.
They were like, get 2 million catches, and that was over within like 30 minutes. They added some numbers here. And the bonus reward, if we do so, all of our world friends, we get 2x candy for catching Pokemon for the rest of that challenge. The special research for Pony Island we have starts on Tuesday, May 10th at 10 a.m. local time, and it is the fourth of four of the island researches. So after that, we will have a Alola-wide research. We're not sure what it is yet, but it's coming. There's also timed research. So if you complete the research for this event, you get 50 Gyarados Mega Energy, 1,000 XP, 1,000 Stardust, and encounters with Lapras wearing a Scarf Bowtie and Dewpider. So there is a guaranteed if you finish, and hopefully shinies for you all.
Shinies for everybody.
That's right. Speaking of shinies, there are a lot of shiny Pokemon available for this event. So I'm just going to go through and see what's coming through in the wild. We've got Tentacool, Slowpoke, Goldeen, Staryu, Magikarp, Meryl, Lotad, Surskit, Carvana, Whelmer, Timpole, Binnacle, and Dewpider. And all except for Surskit and Dewpider can be shiny. So happy hunting to all of you. If you're lucky, you could encounter the following: Poliwhirl, Mantine, and Alomomola.
Mantine is coming back.
Mantine is back for the second event in a row because it is both water and flying.
Yep.
Now, Poliwhirl can't be shiny, but the other two can. I think most people are still looking for shiny Mantine.
Yeah, I've been hunting.
That's right. Do you have one, Fish?
Shiny Mantine? Mm-hmm. Nah, I wish. It is a good one. I like it.
All right, so we're starting 0 for 3. Let's end this thing 3 for 3.
3 for 3, yeah. Come on, Niantic. You hear this.
In raids, we have 1 stars. We've got Quillfish, Whelmer, Spritzy, Helioptile, and Rockruff. The only that cannot be shiny are Spritzy and Helioptile. In 3-star raids, we've got Alolan Raichu, Lapras wearing a bow tie. For Alligator, Azumarill, and Ludicolo. Alolan Raichu and Lapras can be shiny. 5-star raids, Tapu Fini, and Mega Raids is Mega Blastoise. This is where I am really enjoying this part right here, is what's coming in the 7K eggs. So we have Psyduck, Azurill, Mantyke, Mudkip, Phoebus, Binnacle, Staryu, and Clamperl. The only one that can't be shiny out of that whole group is Mantyke. So there's a lot of good options there.
Boo.
I know. Field research encounters, we've got Magikarp, Carvana, Whelmer, Love Disc, Binnacle, and Dewpider. And if you're lucky, a Lapras wearing a bow tie and a Meryl. Most of those can be shiny except for Dewpider. You can also complete field research tasks for Mega Energy for Blastoise Mega Energy and Gyarados Mega Energy. With the event bonuses, Rainy Lure modules activated during the event will last for 2 hours. Ooh, boy.
Neat, I guess.
It is.
Yeah.
2x candy from hatching eggs and increased candy XL from hatching eggs. So that is nice.
That's pretty big.
And then the whopper of them all, there is new avatar item 1. And you can have a water festival scarf, which is an item
also
for
your
heads.
Also not a scarf.
Yeah.
Yeah. Scarf. Yeah. Those are bandanas. So that is it for the information. We finally got it today for the Water Festival 2022. Anything you guys are looking forward to?
Mantine. Like, I'm yeah. going to go hard for a shiny Mantine.
So. All right. How about you, Fish?
I'm very interested to see Jupiter or whatever you call it. Its evolved form. It and its evolved form are going to be the second water bug types in the game.
Okay.
And that's interesting because it is the only combination of types currently that can completely wall a wall rain in PvP.
There you go.
True, yeah.
There you go.
So I'm interested to see if Araquanid or whatever it's called. Pokemon names are weird.
Is they are.
Yeah. Just kind of say whatever you feel like.
Exactly. All right. Let's get into Peaks of the Week.
Peak of the Week. For those new listeners, we do Peak of the Week where we notate and highlight a trainer that we had an interaction with. They could have a funny name, funny buddy name for one of their Pokemons, anything. So
that's right. Yeah. Mine is real short. I've got a friend, and he has a Lickitung, and his name is Lick Jagger.
Okay.
So Lick Jagger gets my my peak of the week there.
Very nice. Mine was actually one of our trainers in our Discord, and his Lickitung, his name was I'm Lick James.
We didn't plan this ahead of time. This is great. How about you, Fish? You had any good interactions with people, Pokemon, trainers in real life, cool stops?
I was watching the Indianapolis Regional Championships, and there was a trainer there that had the most delightfully weird name. It was Wu-Tang Financial.
Oh, yeah.
I watched that one. That was a good one.
Very Wu-Tang clever name.
Financial. Yeah, they just kept calling him Wu, and I was like, no, it's better. Very cool.
Yeah, definitely. That's a Wu-Tang Financial.
Also, a Lickitung named Licky Minaj for me.
Oh,
that's good. Mm. Licky Minaj. That's awesome.
Excellent.
I like it.
JT, what do you want to get into next?
So we have our favorite type, which this week is Steel.
Mm. Dibs.
What?
Steel. I'm taking it.
Boo. I'm not talking about it for 10 seconds.
There you go. Fish, how about you start us off if you don't mind being put on the spot here. What is your favorite steel type?
All right. I would probably have to say Escavalier.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's That thing is dangerous in PvP.
It's true. It's true.
Little jousting bug.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
So great.
Is that one of the ones coming shiny for GoFest?
It is. Mm. Yeah, the Shelmet, I think. No. The Carablast.
Yeah,
that one.
That's good stuff.
I'm so excited.
There you go. All right. So we've got one for Escavalier. How about you?
So I was going through the list, and I think I'm going to have to say Steelix.
Okay.
Just old classic.
So it's like the Pokemon type with just like a couple letters at the end?
Yeah, Steel.
Huh.
Ix.
Original.
Yeah. Also, his Mega is just so good.
I'm going to have to go with Mawile. And a specific one, one of my Eterna buddies named Marlon Brando.
Oh, that's excellent.
It took me a really long time to figure out that that's – there you go. That's
it. Marlon Brando in the Mawile Mafia.
That's right. So anyone with a shiny Mawile is in the Mafia.
You are in.
That's right.
I like it. So let's take it over to the Chef's Kiss of the Week and kind of staying on the steel typing. Mm-hmm. We're going to do the Chef's Kiss for Mega Aggron, Steelix, Lucario, and Mawile. So Chef's Kiss, for those that might not know, is we rate Pokemon from 1, like it is merely a Pokemon, to 10. This is so good, I need to do a Chef's Kiss with both of my hands and get a couple of my friends to do a Chef's Kiss on their hands because this is the perfect Pokemon. So far I have 3 tens, and you have had 2?
I've got a benchmark one.
A benchmark.
I use Crobat as a benchmark.
Okay.
I don't remember what the other one is. That was at least a couple days ago.
Mega Gengar.
There we go.
Don't worry, I got you. So let's start out with Mega Aggron. Fish, what would you rate this on a scale of 1 to 10? Just what would you give it?
It's decent. I would probably – it's not – super imaginative as compared to the regular one. So I would probably rate it like a bit above average, maybe a 6.5.
Okay.
7?
Yeah.
6.5.
I was going to say the exact same thing, 7, because I feel like they did Tyranitar and Aggron. They didn't do them justice.
I'm going to go a little bit higher, just a little bit. I'm going to go with 7.5 because the new, like, is it a bone helmet? What is that? I don't know. It reminds me of Evangelions. So it reminds me of Eva 1. And I love that. And so I'm going to go 7.5 on that guy.
7.5. Okay. Nice. All right. What about Mega Steelix?
It's okay. I don't get all the little spinny things.
Those are so cool.
Okay.
I'm going to give it an 8.5.
I don't know about that.
Hey,
8.5. Hey, okay, it's your rating. Okay.
Don't you boo me. I'm right.
Okay. How about you, Fish? What do you think in Mega Steelix?
It's hard to tell what exactly is going on with it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's why it's an 8. Where did you get those extra rocks from?
No way.
I'm going to have to just go even 5, just straight down the middle.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, just don't know whether what to make of it, good or bad, you know, sure. Coming or going.
Okay.
As I'm looking through it again, it does have like a crystal tail point thing, which brings it all the way up to a 6.
What?
Wow. That's all I can do for you, Steelix.
Steelix is not getting any love. Don't worry, Steelix, I got you.
Nope.
All right, so... Not too high scores right now from Steelix and Aggron. So let's take it over to Lucario. We'll see what we got for our fighting steel type.
That is one of my favorites. So
are we getting another 10?
Hold on. Let me look at the shiny too, because I've got one of each. Let's see.
You got to be careful. You can't just give 10s out all over the place.
Like candy.
They got to earn it.
The shiny Lucario looks the same, except the parts that were yellow are still yellow. I'm going to go – it's almost there. It's almost there. It's really good. I love the red. I'm going to give it a 9.
9?
9.
Okay, that's pretty high. Fish, what are you thinking about Mega Lucario?
7.5.
Okay. I'm going to even it out right in the middle. I'm going to say an 8.
That math.
Well, almost right there in the middle.
0.25.
8.25 right in the middle.
There you go.
Yeah. So, okay, lastly, for our chef's kiss, Mega Mawile.
Oh,
with
boy.
Three
mouths for eating.
Anyway, Fish, what are you thinking about the Mega Mawile? What do you think?
Okay, I'll go... A 7 for the Pokemon and a 9 for the banter.
Very nice.
Sweet. Oh, I'm going to have to go. I think I may have to go just a little bit higher. I'm going to go 9 because of how much I love Mawile.
Mawile is pretty
and,
great.
And from what it turns into, it's just Maul and Brando in The Godfather 2.
Oh, man. So, that was really good. This is just my body's natural response to your puns.
He does it before I open my mouth sometimes.
I have like a spider sense. I can
I'm going to go 9. It's not 9. Quite a 10 yet.
Okay. I'm not going to say 9. I'm going to say 8.5.
Okay.
Because I do like Mawile, and my eternal grind for the shiny was like years in the making. So I have a bit of a connection with Mawile.
You went a very long time without catching a shiny Mawile because it would only show up in between events.
So I had like two, there's that sweet zone of 2 days to just hit all the 7 raids that I could find Mawiles in. Mm-mm. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. I have a quick question for you, Fish. What is the regional where you live?
We've got Kangaskhan.
Okay.
And we've also got Chatot.
Ah, hey. That's a nice one.
Yeah. Funny you should say Chatot.
Hey, we have the worst regional ever.
Tauros. So, Fish, I got to ask, do you have a shiny Kangaskhan?
I don't. Oh.
Yeah, I'm not.
Don't worry, because neither do I.
Yeah.
So I empathize.
There you go.
Even there was that Kangaskhan raid day where everyone was getting dozens of them, and I was not participating.
I think I did overall probably 50 raids over the course of a few days, including the day where the shiny rates were boosted. I got nothing.
And nothing. Oh.
I got nothing. Rough.
All right. Oh. So now, Fish.
I'm going to bow out just a little bit here. I'm going to let you two go at it. So this is the now JT and Fish PvP place.
Portion.
Where we.
Of the podcast.
People.
PvP alcove.
Ooh. Where, ooh. I like that. PvP alcove. So PvP alcove.
All right. Well, you two have fun. I'm just going to sit here and listen.
All right. Well, first off, Fish, I'm kind of fangirling right now because like you're like a legend. I listen to your show on GoCast every week for almost 9 months.
It's been a while.
It's been Yeah. So first off, we're going to go through Great League and Flying Cup. What is working for you and what is not working?
Mostly I've actually been playing Open Great League, but okay. The few sets that I have done in Flying Cup, I ran Skarmory with Steelwing and double Electric Bird in the back. So Zapdos and Emolga.
Okay. Nice. I've been kind of going in just like, oh, Charizard, I haven't used you in a while. Let's see what we got. And it's getting to the point now where I'm like, all right, Shadow Aerodactyl, where are you? Yep, there you are. Yep.
Yeah.
And I've lost so many because of that.
Do you have anything else in the team to handle it?
No. I've just been kind of throwing things out and just like, oh, Emolga, let's see how you are. Oh, okay. Yep, Shadow Aerodactyl, there you go. So that Skarmory is actually a good idea with the Steel Wing to kind of cover, get that coverage. So
Waterfall Gyarados is another one.
I didn't even think about that.
Yep, because water. That's why you're not fish on a heater.
Flying type. Like.
Exactly.
Also, like, who thinks of Gyarados when you think of flying Pokemon?
Exactly. Right? He's like in the water, but also in Legend Arceus, you can see him like flying in the sky. They fly now?
Yeah, I feel like that was like retroactively decided. Like, yeah. Up until then, it was always on the ground or in the water.
That's why they delayed it. It was just like, to put Gyarados in the air.
We need to fit a sprite in here. Just throw Gyarados in the air.
So, yeah, Great League and Flying Cup. Tomorrow, as of right now for us, tomorrow is Ultra League and Element Cup. It is open Ultra League. So if you are looking for practice there, go in there and get your Ultra League on. And then we also have Element Cup, which, Fish, correct me if I'm wrong, it is Pokemon that can still evolve, but it can only be Fire, Grass, and Water?
I believe that is correct. Not 100%.
All right. I'm going to say like a strong 90% that I'm right. So, yeah, that is Ultra Element Cup. We kind of preach about PV Poke on here. So go check it out. Plug in some Pokemon, see how they hold up against the meta in Element Cup.
Hang on. Pokemon that are able to evolve and have not evolved once are eligible. Oh, so it's like the OG Little Cup.
Okay, nice. Charmander is your time to shine. Okay. Actually, I have a Litleo that I built for Firefly, so I'm going to use that thing.
There you go.
Oh, bam.
Yeah.
Wait, did you build it to 1500, though?
No, it's for... Wait. Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. So it's...
Dang it. Exposed. I like that. I may try some Element Cup, maybe.
We're bringing you in?
Well...
That's our goal by the end of the year.
I don't know, man.
You're going to be a PvP player. A player versus player player.
Player versus player player.
Yeah.
Fish, while we have you here, I am now bringing JT into a personal challenge that he knows about. He has to beat my win streak. And for someone who doesn't do PvP, I'm very proud of myself. So once he hits 38 in a row, then you win.
I can make it consistently to like 17, and then there's always someone that's just like, nope, have a seat. That is your space.
If you hit 38 live on the air, I will trade you my shiny Hitmonlee for I don't care.
Erratata.
Done. I don't care what it is. What's that?
I've got time for you guys, but I don't know how long.
Oh, no, not right now. No.
Not today.
I don't have the patience for that.
But if you get to 38, that's a free shiny Hitmonlee just for you. It's the only one I have, too.
That's a deal. I don't think I'll be getting that one, but
sounds like a quitter.
Yeah. I know my limits. All right, Fish, the time has come. For those that are listening, Fish and I are in the Lord Up podcast, which if you haven't checked their podcast out, please check it out. It's really great. The hosts, Adam Tuttle and Ken Pescatore, are a fantastic 10 Chef's Kiss content, and we don't give those out very lightly, but check them out. So now Fish and I are in their Nemesis Cup. I'm really fixated on Nemesis.
Yeah, you got to move on.
Yeah. We are in their...
You're the boss, man.
Yeah. We are in their Firefly Cup.
Okay.
And we are going to, John is going to shoutcast Fish and I's battle, in which...
The worst person to do any shoutcasting.
So this is going to be, I know I'm going down, but going down swinging.
I feel like I'm in a no-win situation, because if I win, then it's like, yep, see, Told you. And then if I lose, it's like, what just happened?
I don't know. Like I said, you are a legend that walks among mere men. So
I also lose a lot. you saw my Sylph card. It's got, what, a 60% win rate? So
oh, yeah.
You might be one of the 4 of 10.
So,
and if JT does happen to win, we'll just delete that section and then we'll just pretend it didn't happen.
No, you've got to just lean right into it.
All right.
Hey, remember that time you beat Fish on a heater?
That's right.
Actually, that time I beat Fish on a heater? Yeah, I remember that. Very funny.
If I can get at least one win.
Watch you get the one win on air and then absolute decimation the next two.
The rest of the month, I'm just losing.
That was the highest Pokemon Go point for him ever.
All right.
I've not seen a Wigglytuff before on a Firefly team. That's an interesting pick.
I've been trying to get like my spice meter up, but also I want to win. So I was like, I'll just bring one.
I've seen him run spice teams that didn't. He used an attack Deoxys in our last RTC Cup. Just to see. And he didn't do well.
Fish. So as you know, if you put it in PV Poke, Weedle actually beats attack form Deoxys.
it's the first thing we learn in PvP school.
Yeah. So I ran him and I was like, you know what? Maybe we're being a little too hard on this Pokemon. I can maybe get one Zap Cannon off. Nope. He got one shot as soon as he got in. And I was like, all right, well, you're riding the bench. Deoxys.
It's worth a shot, I guess. It was so it was in our auto recommendation cup, which is the only reason he ended up doing it in a battle. All right, so I'm gonna come over here. I'm gonna bring my microphone this way, and I'm gonna do the best I can.
All right, Fish, as usual.
Have you got the invite?
Yes. Says you're choosing your team. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
So as usual, good luck. Have fun. And
yes.
May the odds be ever in your favor.
It took me a while to figure out what that meant because I don't ever battle anyone. And I was like, okay.
When I started it, I had to Google what it meant. I was like, what is GLFHF?
Yes, you too, sir. Or madam.
Also, and to you.
The GGs at the end too. Because people would always be like, GG, GGS. What? Hey, good job.
I'm going to be honest. I learned GG from Daxi.
Nice.
All right, here we go.
All right, Fish, I think we might be frozen.
No, it's all right. It takes me a long time. I also can't do two things at once. So, like, I'm talking and that's just stopping me from...
It's all good. Okay.
Here we go.
We've got a Shadow Drapion versus a Galvantula. JT is tapping. He's tapping. He's still tapping. All right, we have an attack incoming. He's going to shield like a weenie.
No, you.
Excellent. That is a cute hat.
Yeah, was it like the winner hat?
That's right.
Yeah.
Not the loser hat.
Boo.
We've got an attack incoming. He's going to let it through from a hat Raichu. And now his Toxicroak is dead. All right. Now we've got a Litleo and a Raichu. He's still tapping. And Fish sends out a Toxicroak. Punching, biting, kicking, and a move.
Quick question. Punching, biting, kicking? Where does kicking come in?
I don't know. He's a fighting type.
It does do that weird thing with its foot. Like it leans into the punch.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the backwards of what you should do with a punch. All right. So we've got an attack incoming on the Shadow Drapion from the Toxicroak. And it is a Mud Bomb. It was shielded. We've got another attack incoming. He has no protects left. The move is Mud Bomb. It's super effective.
GG, sir.
JT.
GG.
Good match, yeah.
You are.
GLHF.
Yeah.
You are the loser. You've been gloved.
Gloved.
That takes some of the pressure off.
Yeah.
There you go.
We're good. All right.
All right.
Excellent shoutcasting.
Oh, thank you.
Well done.
Yeah, I'm just making up stuff as I go. I'm just glad I haven't mislabeled a Pokemon. All right. We're in the second battle between Shadow Prime 34 and Fish on a Heater. A Vigoroth versus the previously winner-hatted Raichu. We're tapping. We're using moves tap. Attack incoming. We've got a Brick Break. Excellent. And shielded. We are one shield to one shield. Attack coming from the winner-hat Raichu. And we've Brick Broken. And a switch. We've got a Toxicroak. We're doing some more swiping. Great. Excellent. He used bulldoze. That's a piece of machinery, not a move. We've got a Shadow Drapion.
I've made a very foolish decision.
Let's see how foolish it was, people.
Relatively.
We're really? Getting yep. mud-bombed. Fish on a heater with the pre-knowing of things. Amazing. And that, some tapping.
That round two was,
yeah.
You got gloved.
All right.
Here we go.
So,
round three. Round three?
Yeah, I'm just I'm wondering how much advice to give between rounds.
I mean, I'm always accepting.
So Toxicroak can do a lot of work against your team when shields are down. So don't be scared to let a Pokemon go down to protect the Pokemon in the back a little more.
Smart. And you guys talk about that in PvP Corner. See?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, this is a perfect opportunity because even though you are really good at battling or the best of the below average, you still always have something to learn.
Yeah.
I've learned nothing.
Okay.
I think shoutcasting was easier when we didn't have arms on our microphones. We could just move things around.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are headed into round three. Shadow Prime 34 versus Fish on a Heater. We have a Galvantula versus a Raichu with a hat. You'll never believe what I'm seeing.
Tapping.
Tapping. Tap, tap, tappy, tap. Now a Litleo. Tap, tappity, tap, tap. We've got a shield. He's like Fred Astaire with all the tapping.
I don't get that.
Fred Astaire was a dancer.
Oh, oh,
tap,
oh,
tap.
Okay.
Tap, tappity, tap.
Yep, I got it, man. don't listen to him. I got it. I'm on you.
Tap, tapping. Ooh, taking a hit. And we're putting another Pokemon in. It's the Galvantula. Wild charge with a shield on. Not the Pokemon, a shield on. And the Toxicroak is back. We are doing a move. It is excellent. And we are lunging a shielded Toxicroak. Tap, swipe, swipe, swiping.
Very good move throwing punch, by the way.
Very nice. Well done. From the man himself.
Fish
tap, tapping.
Good job. Oh, man.
Tap, tapping. Uh-oh. We've got an attack incoming with no shields. And now we get mud bombed. Tap, tappity, tap, tap.
Oh, hello.
And there it is. A Wigglytuff. And we're tapping.
Yeah, this is the one time where I would have loved a sludge bomb.
Sludge bomb, yeah.
What they said. We've got some tapping from the Wigglytuff. Will he win and graduate into becoming a Swagglybuff?
Fish, jeez. Oh, man. Oh.
As you can understand by his elation, Fish just got gloved.
No, I got gloved.
You've been gloved. And now we've been good.
Hang on. I'm riding high right now, so.
He's dancing around the room.
Metaphorically.
Metaphorically, yeah.
Yeah. So Fish won, and I won. So
look at that.
Yeah.
What a battle. That was a lot of fun. Should have screen recorded it to post on the Twitter.
Ricard.
Ricard. Just the third one. Pretend that was indicative of the whole set.
It was wild. You guys won't believe the outcomes.
This happened exactly three times. Exactly the same. Wow.
Awesome.
Well done, gentlemen.
Yeah, that was an excellent move with the Wigglytuff in the back, because I'm gonna just talk as if this was exactly your intention, but once I revealed that I didn't have Sludge Bomb on the Toxicroak, that Wigglytuff became a lot safer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely. Sludge Bomb is one of the things I was scared about with Toxie, but
yeah.
That thing does work.
Oh, yeah. That dynamic punch on my Litleo took, 80% of its health? Well, no, it had 80% and it took like all of it. So
I think it took out, Litleo and its children.
Yeah.
That's right.
Future generations of Litleo. Yeah.
Well done, gentlemen. Good battles all around.
Awesome. So, Firefly, as you can see, it's a lot of fun. I love PvP. It's like my favorite part of the game. I'm assuming Fish is the same way. But if you are interested, you can join all kinds of tournaments.
That's right.
Yeah. So, Fish, at this point, we're going to talk some bat strats. What would you say, the best way to get people, get someone looking to do Sylph? Like, what is, the best piece of advice to give them?
Oh, shoot. The absolute best piece of advice, specifically for Sylph?
Yeah.
For me personally, I tend to get good at metas by just playing a lot. So probably quantity over quality. Yeah.
Smart. That was actually going to be my answer too. Just practice. That's the only way. Yeah. Just whenever like you have an opportunity to jump in those practice tournaments, to jump in those when people are in the Discord. Hey, Battle Firefly. Mm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Whenever people do that, just like capitalize on those opportunities. Yeah, so you can communicate with your opponent and they can kind of see like what you did wrong. Like in this instance, like Fish was telling me what I did wrong and what I could have done better. So yeah, you capitalizing on that.
And I was watching your screen and I still didn't have as much of a clue as he did.
I mean, that's why I introduced him as a legend among mere men.
True, true.
You don't just get that title.
That's true.
So yeah.
You know what? I actually let me change my answer. Talking with other battlers is probably the best way to learn. Because, like, I was chatting with Logan Rocket, who won the Liverpool Regional Championship, and he told me something he knew, which was Shadow Swampert can beat a Trevenant in two Hydro Cannons. And that's something that I have just kept with me. And, yeah, and when I'm building my team for regionals, that's, like, something that I've always got at the front of mind. Like, yeah, I can flip this battle. And, like, yeah, that kind of stuff comes out just when you're talking with other people just about what you've discovered and, you know, what they know about. So, yeah, talking.
That's awesome.
Talk.
just like kind of using your resources. Like, your opponent is a resource.
That's right.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, especially, I mean, like, in our roundtable tournaments, I mean, we all know each other. So, you know, after I've won or lost my battles, we'll chat about it and, you know.
Yeah. And just another quick shout out. We have a couple of people in our servers. So, Karangatang, Beth from work. She's a friend from work. And then a Tuxedo Mask. I was kind of sitting back watching them do their battles, just kind of over the shoulder. And they have vastly improved, like they're using our bat strats that we talked about a couple episodes, so that's huge. And like celebrating with you guys, so keep up the great work.
Good stuff.
So you too.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, you too, Fish.
You gonna do the intro to our current I guess upcoming tournament in very few minutes?
Yes, actually, yeah, because we're supposed to start tonight. But we are currently running the Multiverse of Roundtable Madness tournament. So the only Pokemon that you can use in this are Dark, Fighting, Fire, Flying, Psychic, and Normal. The only bans are Megas. So throw together a team and make it happen. If you are participating in this tournament and you support us on Patreon and you win it, you have a chance to win $25.
Smackaroos.
25 digital dollars.
That's right.
That you can use that on anything that's less than $25.
Or more, and or more. You know, cut off your cost.
Yeah, take $25 off. So
there you go.
Yeah, take a look. It's going to be a lot of fun. We got a lot of competitors, and it's going to be fun.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Next up is the part I'm going to take over. So for those of you that don't know, JT's birthday is coming up in just a few days. 4, actually.
Dude, that's like more than 3.
He's learning math at this point. So he is turning – what? How old are you going to be? 29?
29.
Give or take?
A little bit, probably.
He's been about 18 since we met.
Also more than 3.
That's right. So we've got a couple of sections that he introduced in my birthday episode. I'm going to introduce today. So not only do we have our very first guest, Fish on a Heater, as part of JT's birthday episode, but we've got two sections. Okay. So the first section is a Who's That Pokemon? Now, this is written by my wife, who does not know much about Pokemon outside of some of the first 151. So what she did is she traversed through Bulbapedia, found things that she liked or stopped scrolling when I said stop. And she has come up with her very own descriptions of Pokemon.
Okay.
They may not be what you would have ever thought. So what we're going to do is, do you have a pen and paper?
I have a paper, but no pen.
I want to keep track between which of the two of you can answer first.
Oh, Fish had a pen.
Ah,
yeah.
Yeah, I'll use that one.
Like holding up to the camera, like, here you go, guys. I don't know. Just like feed it through
digitally.
Okay. Anyway, I'll figure it out. So, what we're going to do is I'm going to read my wife's description. Then we are going to see who can answer it first based on what they think the Pokemon is. Now, these are not from the Dex entries, these are from sometimes what she thought they looked like. So, we're going to get started. Whoever can answer it first gets the point. All right. You ready, Fish?
Do we have buzzers? Like, do we just go, eh?
No, you just sort of yell at me. Okay. So the first one. This Pokemon looks like someone was trying to draw a tire and an elephant while having both vaguely described to them over the phone with extremely poor service. Now that is
well done. I was like
one for Fish.
Copper dog.
I'm using the tip of my iPad pencil, and it's kind of working. So
nice.
I'll keep real track. I will.
Also, that's a great description for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The next one is a tiny cry boy with a rudder for a hat.
Sobble.
Sobble.
Neat.
Oh.
That's the whole thing for Sobble.
That's it. Okay.
All right. Next up. This is actually a question. Was a rooster, but now big scary dino?
Blaziken?
Nope.
Archaeops?
Mm-mm. Big scary dino.
Big Aerodactyl?
Nope.
So I'm thinking the rooster was like a prior evolution.
And she also thinks it looks a little bit like a rooster still.
But also a dinosaur. Like Tyranitar?
It is currently a dinosaur. You're getting closer.
Okay.
Tyrantrum?
That's the one. Tyrantrum, my wife says, looks like a rooster, but also is a dinosaur.
Okay. I don't know what a Tyrantrum is.
Like, he's literally just a T-Rex.
Yeah, yeah, T-Rex with, like, feather or, like,
kind of
spikes.
I'm not sure.
He looks neat.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right. So this is her next one. This one looks like a dried-up celebrity in Dancing with the Stars.
What?
Jinx?
Nope.
Good guess, actually.
That's a good one. Do you want a hint? There actually is a hint for this one.
Yes.
The signature move is not in Pokemon Go. That's my hint.
I was going to say Drampa.
Nope.
But he's
a dried-up celebrity in Dancing with the Stars does not have a signature move in Pokemon Go.
Groudon?
Nope. I've got one more hint if we need it.
I'm okay with more
we
hints.
We might need it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are regional variants.
Marowak.
What? No. No, in-game there are regional variants.
Yeah, Marowak's.
In Pokemon Go.
Wait, we're telling you you're wrong. It's Marowak.
Wait.
In the real world of the world we live in, there are regional variants. Not
Burmy.
No. We were mad because we didn't get the cool one here, but Japan did.
Heracross? Mm-mm. Oh, Japan.
Well, we thought Japan got the cool one.
Regional variants in real life.
In real life.
So
there's four.
They exist.
Dried up celebrities.
Burmy.
In Dancing with the Stars.
Wormadam.
No, they are dancers.
Oh, the little bird or Choreo.
There you
yeah.
go.
Wow, that was ridiculous.
I think she was looking at the Japanese version and it looked, she thought it was kind of like a dried up celebrity.
Dried up celebrity. What a description.
All right. Now, this one is, we've got a few more here. Looks like a sugar overloaded child manically meandering through the carnival. Think about carnival foods.
Cottony.
You're getting there. You have the right shape. Nope.
Oh. The right shape. What
minus the ear wings.
It's a Voltorb. Nope.
No.
Electrode?
Nope.
Hisuian Voltorb.
That was my hint for you.
What was that?
That was me drinking something through a fake straw.
Hisuian Electrode.
No, it's not a ball. It's ball-ish.
It's
very
it's
soft.
Cotton-ish. Shit.
Cotton-ish.
Beth from work had one once.
I feel like I'm at a huge disadvantage.
Oh, Aromatease? No, the other guy, Slurpuff.
Oof.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Cotton candy. Okay. That makes sense.
So this one could be a few things. So you'll get there.
Hisuian Voltorb.
No. It is rotten grape jello.
What?
excuse me.
it's an early one. Rotten grape jello.
Voltorb.
You and Voltorb.
Rotten grape.
It's going to be that.
It's a 151.
Grape jello.
Wait,
Is that Jinx?
Grimer.
Almost.
Muck?
Muck.
Muck. I'm gonna go tie here.
Ooh.
Because nice. The way that I'll do a tie is a point for each. All right. This one is the Brave Little Toaster Winter Edition.
Voltorb.
It's all based on the head.
I only know ones that are in Go.
It's not in Go yet.
It's in Go. Oh boy.
It's believe it's Gen 7 or 8. I don't remember.
All right, so I'm just quickly Googling toaster head Pokemon.
He might toaster find it. Head.
Dreadnought?
Nope.
Bastiodon?
Nope.
Shieldon.
Looks like a Brave Little Toaster. Do you know Brave Little Toaster Fish?
No.
Ah, well, it was an anthropomorphic toaster and a couple of other household items. At one point, they went to Mars.
It was made on a fever dream.
It's a big moment for a toaster.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's something. The way he got to Mars is he put his friends in a basket and then put a ceiling fan on the bottom of that basket.
And they just, like I said, yeah, it was a fever dream product.
That's right. Now, you can give up, and that's okay. Well, we'll answer and move on. I still have about half a dozen more.
I'm going to give up on that one.
All right. Mm. Fish?
I'm seeing Agumon here.
Agumon? Nice.
Closer to JT ever was. We were talking about Ice Q.
Who?
The penguin with the toaster head.
Oh, I...
Except it's an ice cube. It's the winter edition.
I don't think I made it that far to the... Whatchacallit. Okay.
Neat. Okay. So this is a Sword and Shield Pokemon.
Okay.
A stand-up fellow who enjoys farmer's markets and the occasional jousting competition. Don't say Voltorb.
A stand-up fellow, the stone guy, the stone...
Nope. Head? Enjoys jousting.
Jousting. So it means he has some sort of... jousting thing.
That's a good thing to think.
So
is there a Galarian Escavalier?
No. That'd be dope.
Actually, that'd be so cool.
He kind of already is like knightly though.
Knightly. Surfetch'd.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice.
I think the stand up fellow came from like the whole standing up thing. But also I said Sword and Shield.
Yeah.
So I was trying to like throw some tips in there. Okay. So this one is do you have boba? Do you know boba tea?
I know of it.
Okay,
yes.
Perfect. So this is a lime boba.
Celosis.
That's it.
Nice.
Nice.
He was ready.
I was going to say Voltorb again.
All right. Now, this one is going to be a race for who's quicker on this one because this is straightforward.
Okay.
This is a giant metal death snake.
Steelix. Snakelix.
That's one for everybody. All right, we're currently sitting at 6 for JT and 4 for Fish on a heater.
Nice.
That's better than what I thought I was doing.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a story. You know that teddy bear that you got as a child? Well, imagine you like ran over it with a car 50 times. That's what this Pokemon looks like. My hint is a very, very sad backstory. It's not a bear.
Beware? No.
Nope.
The sad backstory, so I'm assuming...
Very sad.
It's a ghost type. I'm going to say Bennett.
Nope. It's been run over a lot.
Bennett.
Not you should run it over. It's been run over. You come at me with a zipper mouth. We're playing tag with cars. I believe this is also Alolan. Not yet introduced in the Alolan events that we've had.
Darn it.
Mimikyu?
That's the one.
Neat.
Huh.
Yeah. Sad backstory.
Been run over a lot.
Yeah.
She said, I don't care about the backstory. It looks like it's been hit by a car.
All right.
All right, here we go. So we have Edgy Godzilla with only 4 tiny teeth.
Tyranitar.
That's the one.
That was easy.
All right, there's one for everybody on that one. I don't know if you're ready for this one.
Okay.
Literally just a Pokeball.
Oh, buddy. I knew it was coming.
Okay, here's our last one.
Okay.
Looks like they belong in Dragon Tales and could give really great hugs. Are you familiar with Dragon Tales?
Oh, no.
It's a public broadcasting where these kids got a dragon scale and they could go to like Dragon Land, and it was a cartoon. Very fluffy animals, not like a big dragons. Looks like they belong in Dragon Tales and could give really great hugs. That's the one.
Yep.
Dragonite. Yeah. All right.
Dragonite looks like it could give great hugs.
To my wife.
I mean, to your wife.
I mean, until you understand like how strong that thing actually is, it's kind of cute and cuddly looking.
From a distance. Oh, hey, no, you stay over there, Dragonite.
Not the lighthouse-sized one. Okay, right. So birthday boy takes it.
Nice.
He's the one.
Yeah.
Okay.
You are the who's that Pokemon legend?
That's right.
Well, thank you, sir.
Okay. Now, we have a section of what we're calling the chat hot seat. So previously on my episode, JT would ask me pretty deep cuts of Pokemon questions. And I think I got 7 out of 10. Something like that?
Yeah.
7.5?
I got impressed.
A half point at some point.
Yeah.
So what I've done is actually a little different, Fish. What I've done is I've come up with 10 questions of increasing difficulty. So some of them are straight softballs across the plate. There's no chance you're going to miss it. If you don't think about it, you can call a friend. You have unlimited lines to phone a friend, okay? Well, you can phone one friend. It's Fish.
Yes. All right. I'll be calling you.
So
I'll have to give you my phone number.
Okay, we're going to start easy.
Okay.
Which Pokemon was originally supposed to be legendary but ended up not being legendary?
Arcanine.
That's the one.
Yes.
You ready for the easiest one of all?
Yes.
Who are Hitmonchan and Hitmonlee named after?
Jackie Chan and Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee, that's right. Also, I found out today that even in their original Japanese names, they are reminiscent of two legendary Japanese fighters. So in both Japanese and English, they are reminiscent of legendary fighters.
That's pretty neat.
All right, so those are the easy ones. Now for the medium ones. And this is where you may start having to call a friend.
Okay.
But also, that's a terrible idea. Like you're probably worse off going to me.
Okay. I believe in us.
Now, not all of them are straight from Pokemon. Some of them are Pokemon adjacent.
Pokemon adjacent.
So here's your first Pokemon adjacent.
Okay.
The Swords of Justice are based on the Three Musketeers. Who wrote that novel?
Jim.
You're close.
Wait, what?
No. Do you want to see if Fish might know?
Fish, would you happen to know that one?
He would, yes. Alexander Dumas.
That's right.
Oh, I was going to say that next.
Yes. Everybody's second choice.
Yeah.
I can see your mouth forming the words.
It's either Jim or Alexander.
He was thinking about it. Which is the only Pokemon that can't learn normal type moves?
Ghost Pokemon.
No. Fish, do you know?
Is there a specific Pokemon?
It's a single Pokemon.
You can't learn normal.
And it's in Go?
Yes, it is in Go. Now, I don't know what it learns in Go, but as far as lore in general, it cannot learn normal type moves. It's an early one. It is a 151. Like I'll give you that.
Okay. I was going to say we've got like a 1 in 600 chance.
And it's not something that you would think. It's not like, oh, you know, Arcanine can't learn some normal move.
Mewtwo.
No. You want to take a stab, Fish?
It's not one that you'd think of. Is it a normal type Pokemon?
It's not, no.
Okay.
It's definitely Bug.
So we've got like Weedle, which I think would know like tackle. A lot of those like early ones would know like tackle.
Yeah, tackle and like poison stink. No, that's poison type.
I'm going to do a pause right here because he's already said the answer.
Is Weedle?
It's Weedle.
Really? It is Weedle. Wow.
Weedle, nice. Weedle cannot learn normal type moves. And then as soon as you get to Kakuna, you can learn things like Harden and things like that.
Oh.
But yeah, Weedle is the one.
Good on you, Weedle.
All right.
Wow.
Can also beat Attack from Deoxys.
That's true. That's the biggest takeaway from the day. Okay. What move can Smeargle not learn?
Frustration.
The One Ring.
Think about not just Pokemon Go, but Pokemon games in general. It's a real move in the main series games also.
I'm going to say...
And here's the reason why it can't learn it. It's not built into its code.
Ah.
It cannot learn this ever.
That doesn't clear up anything for me, so I'm going to phone a friend.
Precipice Blades.
Nope.
I like that.
I'll give you a hint. It was banned at one point.
Chatter.
That's the one.
Yeah.
It cannot learn chatter because it's just straight up not in its code.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
what is chatter? What does chatter do?
So previous you were able to record your own voice over chatter, which is a Chatot specific move, until spicy words were being used in place of regular nice words.
Yeah.
And they said, no, we're banning this from play.
No more chatter.
How did they not see that coming?
Yeah, that was kind of a lob right there.
Okay. So this one, I think you can figure this one out as a logic one. What Pokemon could technically devolve?
Anything with the Mega Evolution.
Oh, boy. That's actually somewhat correct, yes.
So I get half point.
Do you have a non-Mega answer, Fish?
No, not a one.
It is Slowbro. Because what? If the shoulder releases,
yeah.
It's
yeah.
just being a Slowpoke.
Okay.
All right.
Very nice.
Or just a really lonely Slowbro.
Just like the sad music where the bite marks just looks back at its tail.
With a record scratch. Yep, that's me. You might be wondering how I got here.
Hi, my name's Ryan, and my life is pretty crazy. Okay, so these are the ones that I thought were the hardest. Here we go. Who is the singer of the original English Pokemon theme song?
Far out.
Jim?
You got the first letter right.
Alexander Dumas. I have no idea.
Any ideas, Fish?
Rod Stewart.
No. That would have been actually.
No way.
It is Jason Page.
Jason Page.
Mm,
yeah. He's done a lot of singing for all sorts of stuff. Had some stuff to do with the Muppets at one point, but yeah, he's done a lot of cool stuff. Okay, which Pokemon has a protein named after it? Not like a steak, but like in the body protein. Mm. Don't think too deep on this one.
Mitochondria.
No.
Is the powerhouse of the cell.
It's not Psilocis or the family. If you were a scientist and you didn't know much
Deoxys.
About Pokemon, no. If you just closed your eyes and I said, think of Pokemon, what would you think of?
Porygon.
Oh, my gosh.
No. Oh. That's the first one that comes to your head.
Oh, boy. You've been Pokemon. You've been deep into this for too long. Pikachu.
Wait, for real?
That's right.
Yeah.
Pikachu.
Yeah, I knew that one.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
I didn't know that. Okay, yeah. Neat.
Yep. It's got a protein named after it. Okay.
That was unnecessarily hard. Than it should have been.
It's okay. I'm not keeping score anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. Last two. Which Pokemon has the longest cry? This is in the main series games.
Cricketune?
Nope. It's actually.
I like that guess.
Yeah. I mean,
it's very.
It reads very long. It's a 151, and its cry comes in at over 2 seconds.
Whew.
That's forever. Pidgey, on the other hand, I believe is 0.181 seconds.
Pidgey, I'm here. Let's go.
Wow.
Well, you're the opposite of.
What's that other word again? Oh, yeah, wrong.
Wait, what was that?
I almost said Jim again.
Oh, well, you'd be very close.
Jinx. Really?
Jinx's cry is 2.238 seconds long.
All right, Jinx, use.
Well, I think we've had battles shorter than that as we've gotten better at Pokemon. All right, here's the last one. Pokemon is the highest grossing media franchise of all time. What is number two? And it's not Mario.
I'm going to say Legend of Zelda.
No, overall, not just video game.
Oh.
It is a media franchise. So merchandise, games, shows, more merchandise. That seems to be what keeps everyone afloat is merchandise.
Star Wars.
Nope.
Marvel.
No, not even close. Marvel's not even close to this.
Fish got any ideas?
Is it Betty Boop?
Nope.
No.
He's on a
I remember
closer
reading a
track.
List.
He's closer.
Popeye. Closer with Betty Boop.
Not Pop. No, not from that era, but that's the closer answer.
Oh.
Think about how long something may have been around and how popular it might be, maybe not just where we are, but in the world.
One Punch.
Bigger.
Or, no, like it's a, is it an anime of some kind?
I believe it has an anime.
It has an anime.
Think about it.
Was it
basically
an anime that had a crossover with Pokemon Go at one point, right?
No. It hasn't quite made it into Pokemon Go, but this franchise is in, it collaborates with everything.
Final Fantasy.
No.
Godzilla.
Bigger.
Godzilla.
Bigger than Godzilla?
Bigger.
Space?
Bigger.
You what said it's not Mario.
It's not. No, Mario was not even close to this one. Fish, you should look it up, and then we'll just, then we'll know, and then JT won't.
Hey, no, you.
I'm so annoyed because I did actually, like, I made a game of this at one point, like, testing people on, like, you know, what's number two? What's number three on the list? People would hate me for it.
I'm going to say, oh, it's obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Did you figure it out?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't figure it out. Oh. I read it.
Digimon.
Bigger.
I was relatively close with Betty Boop.
See?
Kind of. Relatively.
As far as longevity, yes.
Yeah. And just Garfield. Kind of the people that it appeals to.
You're very close with Garfield, though, as far as the thing it is.
Is it a comic strip?
No.
Doctor Who?
No. I'll give you a clue. It's freaking adorable.
Freaking adorable. Hello Kitty.
That's the one.
There you go.
There it is.
Hello Kitty is that big.
Wow.
It's so big. So you answered out of 10, and you did it. Great job.
I did it. I couldn't have done that without you.
Yeah, yeah. Teamwork makes the dream work.
That's right. So we'll have to figure out questions for next time.
All right. So now it is time for a segment that we like to call
Mail Call.
So our first question comes from Tuxedo Mask, and he asked, if you had to save the world with only one Pokemon, who would it be? The only thing is, you can only choose between three Pokemon, Magikarp, Bidoof, or Lovedisc.
What kind of questions? That's an easy answer. It's a Bidoof all day.
That is the correct answer. So,
we all get a point for that one.
Here's a thing I've learned recently about Magikarp. The term splash in American is a mistranslation of the Japanese hop. That's why there's like no water. It's not like splashing on you. It's just kind of
just
hopping.
There.
Yeah, because in Japanese it means hop, but we ended up with splash. And that's why it, you know, doesn't make sense.
Splash sounds slightly more like an attack, though.
Yeah, it's like
splash.
at least it's an attempt at an attack.
Yep. Here's a question. Could be Pokemon related, could be not. From Village of Wolves. How embarrassed are you with your former self?
Well, my eighth grade me.
We are going to find out how embarrassed he is.
That set me up for failures.
How about you, Fish?
Oh, like, that's going to be my first 10 of the day, boys.
Nice.
All right. I think for me, to the point where every day, I will go into my Facebook memories. Oof. And delete them all. I'm like, what were you thinking?
Yeah.
You were not thinking of your future self. Back to the Discord. Rogue King 11. How much would you estimate that you've spent in real money on all things Pokemon in your life? And I don't know where this is going to go between all of us.
That includes like in-game Pogo
games,
purchases.
Merch. Pogo. I mean, we have a podcast about Pokemon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So I would have to say I'm probably 4 or 5 grand in.
Yeah, I'm probably about the same because also like.
But think of like a main series game costs $60 now.
True. How much does they cost like when you're.
I thought they were 40 as kids.
Yeah.
And now they're 60. I mean, they're better, but yeah, I'd say 4 or 5 grand.
Yeah, I'm saying right around there too. A lot of
Dude,
money.
You've been on this earth a year fewer than me. Fewer. Lesser. Less
that's
1 year.
Excellent. Grammar.
Yeah, a year lesser than me.
I think I had it right the first time. It just sounds weird. How about you, Fish?
Ready?
I'm ready.
$100.60.
Oh, in everything?
I
That's amazing.
Like I'm pretty diligent with tracking my incomings and outgoings.
Yeah.
And a couple of years ago when I'm terribly hard to buy gifts for.
Mm.
And so a couple of years ago, I started when people were asking me, what do you want for Christmas/birthday? I was just like, Google Play vouchers. That's probably the only thing I'll use.
There you go.
Smart.
I've been living
off
of that.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Okay. Well,
I like it.
There's one smart person here. All right. From Shoestar, what other interests do we have? So, and a couple of examples, you know, B-movies, comics, dubstep. Fish, what about you? Let's start with you. What other interests do you have outside of what now our listeners and some of yours, what do you like?
I am a huge fan of the game of Survivor.
Okay. I got that from the executive episode this morning.
yes. Yep. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mentioned there I was playing in a, like, I was that much of a fan that I was playing in an online fan-run version of the game.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Update on that, I got voted out, like, halfway through.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
But before then, share your you didn't get voted out story and how you managed that.
That was pretty clever.
There was a big story you had about getting some people fooled.
Yeah, so they do like immunity idols by just it all takes place in a forum, mm-hmm. and you have to work out the password to get into the forum, and then once you get in, you've got the idol. In the first round of play, someone figured out the password and like accidentally leaked that information, so we all knew he had the idol. He ends up playing at the first vote that mm-hmm. we go to. So it's just useless to him. He just wants to get the target off him, just get it out of there. A few votes later, I discover that I'm the one that's going to go home. Everyone is targeting me and looks like they've got the numbers. I'm trying to desperately, 10 minutes left before the vote, I'm trying to desperately like talk to people like, what's going on? Like, how can I fix this? You know, how can we work together moving forward? And I'm just getting answers that I can tell they're just placating me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that they can get the vote over with. So in a move of desperation, I go back to the forum where Tribal Council was held. I grab a copy of the image that this guy originally posted to, indicate his immunity idol. Mm-hmm. And I then write a post on this forum giving this whole long story of how I came across another immunity idol, and it was like given to me at a challenge recently, and and I'm like, let's use this situation as a chance to like rebuild some relationships and move forward from here. Whatever's happened in the past, it's done, whatever. I was told later that the vote was going to be 5-2 against me, and I ended up surviving that one 3-4. So nice. Just managed to do
just
enough.
Squeaking in.
Yeah, good with stuff. This fake awesome. Idol. Also, the big baller moment of like after the votes are cast, they ask, if anyone has an immunity idol, now's your chance to play it. And I'm like, I'm going to keep my idol.
That's great.
Very nice.
Did you end up with one at any point after that?
No, not at all.
Is that the story that ended up getting you kicked off?
I ended up lasting a few more votes after that, okay. just because I got lucky with like a tribe swap.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
I was obviously in the majority from there. So
nice.
Yeah, but then we got to merge, and that was that.
That was the end.
Look, anyone who isn't interested in Survivor, that story was probably very boring. But anyone who does like the show,
it is impressive. Like, we understand how impressive
it
is.
We know how it goes on.
There you go. How about you, JT? What are you into?
I'm a video games.
That's false. Nerd.
And superhero stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good, too.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of superhero stuff. So we just watched Multiverse of Madness, in which one of our tournaments is modeled after. Mm-hmm. And it was a ride. No spoilers.
None. Yeah. Nope. You haven't seen it yet. No spoilers.
Yeah, we will not talk about
we'll
it.
We'll give you a couple weeks before we talk about it.
Well, I know it's all right now.
Yeah.
What do I like? I like anime. I mean, I like tattoos.
You guys seem very unsure about your interests.
Well, that's because like, this is like the big
so
one.
Wide ranging. Yeah.
I like my dog.
And Pokemon Go. I'm a big fan of that.
Oh, yeah. The Pokemon's pretty good.
Did you ever play that Jurassic World game?
For like a week and a half because you told me to, and it was garbage.
Yeah.
You lied to me.
I played it for like 6 months, and I was I'm done with this. They also had a PvP on there, which I was pretty decent at.
Oh, really?
But the game was just so buggy, I had to tap out.
It was
Do you, like, collect dinosaurs and battle them against each other?
Yeah. You're like
a T-Rex slap hand.
Yeah, exactly.
So, moving on to the next question.
I always tell my wife.
I was satisfied with the depth that we went into that answer. I was spent a good 17 minutes.
I tell my wife, I bought all the Williams for the month. We're good.
All the
paid all the bills. That's right. Anyway, bought all the Williams.
I thought I moved on, but it turns out I'm still disappointed in you.
That's all right. Okay. What do we have next in the Discord? Do you have it pulled up?
So we have Talisma. She asked, do you ever get rid of buddies? And if so, how? Do you trade, transfer, or send them to Pokemon Home?
I think for me, it depends on what type of buddy it was. Is it a show-off buddy, which is more common than not? If it's a candy grind buddy, whatever. If it's not the one I'm grinding for, like, you know, if it's not the 98 or the hundo or whatever it is, if I just throw it in there to grind, whatever.
Toss it.
Yeah, it's more candy.
For me, no, I don't get rid of it because I'm very intentional with my buddies.
That's true. You are trying for that medal, though.
Yeah.
I'm not even thinking about it.
Only 2 more years to go and I'll get that platinum. But yeah, it's – I have a Hydreigon that was my first ever buddy that I got best buddied. It's awful stats and I want to get rid of it, but I just can't. So I just throw them in gyms whenever they're open. So,
that's true.
There you go.
Throw them in the Jameses.
I'm not talking to you for 10 seconds. Fish, what about you?
So what was it again? Like, what do you do with your buddies?
Yeah, do you ever transfer them? And if you do, like, how do you do it?
No, I don't. I generally buddy things that I'm trying to get candy for to, like, XL for PvP. So, like, usually it'll be the ones that, like, have got the best rank.
Sure.
Same. Yep. PvP man, right?
There you go. Yeah, Fish, what was your first best buddy?
Might have to go to the records for that.
Hang on. Okay.
Go digging.
Yours was the Hydreigon.
It's got to be like three.
Okay.
It's like a 1-star, like all attack, nothing else.
The
like,
wild dino you caught.
Yeah. I was like, oh my gosh, it's so cool.
And, what's the search term again?
I think it's
Buddy. But
I don't remember.
That is a fantastic question.
I only have like 3, so. My first was a shiny Lucario.
Got a Giratina altered.
Okay. Nice. There you go.
Yep, that'll be my answer.
Okay, yeah, good stuff. All right.
Giratina.
Okay, now here's a really good question. This is from Beth from work.
Beth from work.
I know her.
She's a friend from work.
Classic Beth.
What is the biggest accidental trade or transfer or whatever? What is your biggest mistake in Pokemon Go?
Fish, what you got?
Starting the game. back before legacy moves were reintroduced into the game, I managed to locate a friend who didn't play the game anymore, but I found out that he had a Thundershock Discharge Magneton.
Nice.
And so I got that from him, and then when Magnezone was introduced into the game, forgot that I had that legacy Magneton and evolved it.
Oh, no.
Bummer. But I found out after that it was a hundo. I didn't even check at the time. So now that Magnezone is used in Master League.
Oh, very man. Nice.
So it's a happy ending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How well does Magazone like fare in Master League?
It's pretty good in the Premier format. So the one where you can't use legendaries and mythicals.
Okay, yeah. Because those legendaries looking at you, Dialga, just kind of, hey guys, I'm here.
Just ruining the fun.
Yeah.
What about you, JT?
It's like
what
is kid on the basketball court that just like stands over people and smacks the ball at them.
No one wants to play anymore.
Have you seen the commercial? It's one of those like insurance commercials, and it's like, this is the easiest choice you'll ever make. Well, maybe. And then there's like a bunch of kids playing pickup basketball, and then Charles Barkley is there.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I picked Charles. He's like, yes, I knew I still had it.
Yeah.
Same thing. What about you? Big mistake.
I'm going to say transfer that event that they had for the anniversary of one of the Pokemon movies, like the original Pokemon movie. Mm-hmm. So they brought out the clones, like the clone Blastoise, Venusaur, and Charizard. I don't really feel anything for Blastoise and Venusaur, but I transferred my clone Charizard and... That's my biggest regret, and I want it. And every time occasionally in PvP, someone will throw one out, and I'm like, I top left. I'm not battling against this thing.
I can't look at you.
Take the win. I miss mine too much.
Oh, man. I'm trying to get him to trade a clone Pikachu to me, but I don't know if I have anything good enough.
That's the only thing I kept.
Ugh. I don't even know what I was doing at that time. Maybe just not like doing big raids or something. Yeah. I don't know what I was
just
doing.
Like, oh, I need space. I'm just going to dump everything. Mm-hmm. Like, ugh.
I think for me is not paying attention to the words that the, what are they called? Trainer leaders.
The
our friends, the good ones, the good guys.
Team leaders.
There we go. The team leaders. Not paying attention to what they were saying when going through Pokemon. And at that time, not knowing what was a hundo based on their words and things like that. I just wasn't paying attention. And I didn't think about, you know, like online resources and things like that. So who knows what we've all gotten rid of?
I try not to think about that.
Oh, man.
It makes me cry.
Think about that. 2016, 2017, like 4, 5, 6-year-old hundos we could have probably had.
Yep.
And now they're just candy.
That I probably used on something else more useless.
That's right.
So.
All right. What else do we have?
We have one email from Silent Watcher.
And shouts to Silent Watcher, our 15th patron.
Yeah. Oh, man. He said he was just waiting for number 14 so he could take
15. Hero.
He was waiting in the wings. So, what a beautiful move.
So Silent Watcher says, last week you said you wanted to hear what my theme was. Interestingly enough, Crumbledore shared my theme. I would choose a canine theme. As for what canines I'll use, I'll have to admit I'll need some advice for choosing, as I don't really have a grasp on the strategy that goes into creating a strong team. I can say that if Ninetales doesn't make the list, I'll definitely have one next to me as I battle. Although, it might be interesting to see a gym with only Eeveelutions, which would be pretty cool.
That would be cool. But also, like, think about, like, Amon just standing back next to the gym leader. Just like,
chilling.
I'm too good for this. No, that would be...
You guys battle. I'll hang out here.
I'm here for that.
Yeah.
Gen 9. Let's go.
I don't think you would fight them all in one fight. That would take a while. But the gym leader could still choose any from the Eeveelutions until Pokemon cap limit is reached. Always watching, always judging, back to silence. Thank you, Silent Watcher, for that fantastic email. Definitely appreciate it.
That's right. All right. What type gym leader would you be, Fish?
Yeah.
The awesome type?
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dragon.
All of the Pokemon would have the glasses like Blastoise does.
Some sort of costume on everyone.
Yeah.
All the hat Pikachus.
I'm collecting as many shiny costume Pikachus as I can.
And I don't really care about costume Pokemon.
And yet you won't trade me the clone.
It's a clone. Like, that's different.
Clone isn't a costume.
Yeah.
We were going to do a trade, a costumed Blitzel for a shiny costume Blitzel for a shiny Blitzel. And then I realized I had evolved my Blitzel
into a
Zebstrika. Yeah. Strika.
But yeah, so that is the outgoing question for our listeners. What Pokemon are you most excited to see come to Pokemon Go?
JT told me earlier before we were doing this, he said, dude, if I don't see Bruxish soon, I'm going to riot.
I'm honestly probably not going to even catch it when it comes in the water for this event, because I hate that Pokemon with every being of
me. He said, if I don't get one, I will delete the game. He said this to me. He said, Bruxish is my... that's right.
Don't you support this miss? I'll have none of that.
Don't you support this fish or comma fish or both?
Both, actually. Fish, don't support this, and I don't support Bruxish.
Okay. Well, while you're thinking about your real answer that you want to, I guess, lie to the people about, Fish, what do you want to see in Pokemon Go? Or what do you want to see?
I think it would be kind of interesting to introduce status effects into PvP.
Yeah. That would be nice.
Yeah. And I think they can do it too. I don't think it would be like I think it would fit into the whole mechanic of how it works. Yeah. I think abilities is just a bit too complicated. Abilities and natures and stuff.
Yep.
Do you think that the format of PvP would have to lengthen in that case?
Because
if you're paralyzed and you have 3 more hits and you're done.
Unless
I think in the main series, in the main series, like things like sleep go for anywhere between 2 and 5 turns, and so you could have that same length in Pokemon Go. A turn is half a second, so it could be anywhere between 1 second and 2.5 seconds.
Okay,
and like if you are nearly, you know, fainted, then that's bad luck.
Unlucky.
If you've still got enough health left, two seconds or so shouldn't make
a
huge game-breaking difference.
What about a move? Is there a move that you want to see in the game?
No one particular move. I would be interested to see if it could work having like Pokemon learn multiple fast moves.
Ooh, I like that.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, okay. So if you could like choose, if you have Alolan Marowak and like you could choose whether you're throwing Hex or Fire Spin, you could like switch mid battle.
Yeah, I like that.
And like only like one switch or something, that'd be pretty cool.
It's like I was just thinking like having buttons like on the left side of the screen, you got Hex on the right.
Okay. Yeah, okay, all right. That'd be cool. And last one, what Pokemon would you like to see in game?
See, I don't know too many Pokemon outside of Go.
You can just say Gym.
It's not a Pokemon.
Gym, Alexander Dumas.
Keldeo, there we go. That's good stuff. What about you, JT? We'll do the three parts. What would you like to see in PvP? What move would you like to see in the game? And what Pokemon would you like to see in the game?
PvP, I would like to see me get more wins.
Okay, yep. That's super, super valid.
Yeah.
May not happen before Pokemon. His thing, but...
Yeah, that's incredibly rude, but true.
He's not wrong.
Yeah. I would like to see me make it to Legend.
Okay.
That's what I would like to
in
see.
In a 24... rank episode? What are they called? It's a league. In a 24 rank like league.
A okay. regular league, yeah.
Okay, yeah, because I mean, I made it to 20 this time. Yeah. did it all at once, though, but I did it.
Yeah. And then what was...
What move would you like to see in the game?
What move? I mean, I'm kind of hyper-fixated on it now that Fish brought it up, but Precipice Blades?
Yeah, yep.
I love that move.
Okay.
And then what Pokemon? I'm going to say Dragapult.
Yeah, I like Dragapult.
I like that thing.
That's a good one. Okay. I think for me in PvP, I'd like to see maybe a longer format, more gym battle style, where you do bring 4 to 6, depending on what you go with, but you get to have a bit of a longer, more turn-based type thing. The option to do it, at least. You know, where you could say, you know, I want to do my normal PvP, or I want to do... you know, a standard gym type battle, James battle, if you will.
I'm not talking to you anymore. I'm done.
As far as moves, probably not a popular one, but I wouldn't hate to see Z moves.
Okay.
I wouldn't hate it. I mean,
some of them are a little goofy.
Of them are a little goofy, but that's okay. Yeah, I think Z moves could be fun.
That could be cool.
You know,
it's got to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you think we'll see Z moves or Ultra Beasts first?
Or was it Gigantamax?
I don't know about
that's
that.
That's not going to be coming.
I don't know. That's.
Well, I mean, if they brought Megas, I'm sure Dynamax is next.
Yeah. Somehow, some way. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be down for that. Yeah. Just those like things that sort of spice up normal battles.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think Z moves would be kind of fun. As far as what I want to see in game, oh man, I'd like to see Urshifu.
Okay.
That's a good one. I think it's just so cool. You know, you've got the two ways you could take it.
Water,
single strike or multi-strike. Yeah.
It's like water dark or dark fighting.
Something like that.
Or something. Yeah. Really cool either way.
I think I went multi. What did you do?
The fighting dark one.
Single, I think. I think water is multi. Yeah.
He does the one punch.
Yeah. So I think Urshifu would be pretty cool to see in game. I like that guy a lot.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. All right.
All right. So that is our mail call to you guys. If you guys would love to answer it, we will tell you in a second. But if you would like to hear more of our amazing or wonderful, our fantastic guest host, Fish, why don't you tell our dear listeners and our human listeners where they can find more of you?
I help run a community called Palutown PvP, so you can Google Palutown PvP, and I believe we've got pretty good SEO, so it should come up. Like, we're on Twitch, Twitter now, yay, YouTube, Discord server, and I've got my own Twitter as well, which is fishonaheater_.
Nice. Very cool.
And before we wrap up, Fish... We have a little something here called origin stories about what is the origin story behind your name. And we got to hear what the origin story of Fish on a Heater is.
So my other big interest is poker.
Okay.
So a fish in poker is a bad player or the opposite of a shark, basically. And a heater is like a win streak or a hot streak.
Okay.
So a bad player on a winning streak.
Nice. See, and here we were thinking like, I don't know, it's kind of. Radiator? kind of fish? Just like, what the heck story is this?
I'm surprised to find there's an actual story behind it, not just a random assortment of bits.
How did he get here?
You didn't have a Transformers fanfic for it?
I think I told my story last week, but Silent Watcher has reminded me to probably tell new listeners. Old Johnny One Ball comes from a pretty good streak I had of catching legendaries on the first ball, and then it just kind of was born.
So did you actually change your IGN to Old Johnny One Ball?
I did, yeah.
Whatever it was?
Yep, yeah, that's amazing. I did, yeah. And so that's the real story, everyone.
In the wee days of the podcast, we would get some messages, hey, so what about Old Johnny One Ball's name? Is that
someone messaged JT and said, I think it was Queen Savage was asking you about my name, because, you know, hey, it could be a touchy subject. It's not. It means that I had a really good streak of catching legendaries on one ball there. And, you know, I think I'm funny. So I was like, hey, only one for. That's why they call me Old Johnny One Ball, and then it kind of stuck.
And here we are.
That's right.
All right, traders. So if you would like to contact us or answer the question or get in touch with Fish, we will put all of that, the info in the show notes. But you can get in touch with us at rtchattot on Twitter, rtchattot, or our email at rtchattot@gmail.com.
That's right.
And if you would like to support us, you can for only $1 a month.
That's right.
That's 4 quarters. That's
a whole basketball game.
You're done.
Got you.
But I do have something to help the people out. If you are not at this time monetarily inclined to support us, that is absolutely all right. We just want to hear from you. So leave us a review. We love reviews. And if they're good, we'll read them on air. If they're bad, I'll just tell JT about it and he'll have to do better.
Or you can do better. I mean, just saying.
Yeah, well, it depends.
Well, I mean, you are kind of the worst. So.
That's fair.
So in the meantime, yeah, like John was saying, please leave us a review. Helps us grow for you guys and put out the quality content that we can every week. So let us know how we are doing. And if you like it, tell your friends. If you don't like it, tell us.
Tell us. Just to borrow from Mark and Kyle, we want to put out the best content that we possibly can. We don't care if you think it's stupid. We care if you think it's shoddy.
Bingo.
That's right.
So in the meantime, we got 15 people we have to thank for supporting us monetarily every month.
That's right. Hit that list up.
Queen Savage OOC, Cheryl, Casa de Cubone, Village of Wolves, Matthew, Beth from Work, Karangatang, Lisa, Tish, James, Jamal, Matthew, Michelle, and Silent Watcher. Thank you all for your monthly donation. We are eternally grateful, and we will be putting out another bonus episode for you guys for supporting us.
That's right.
Keep your eyes peeled. Don't you say anything. No, don't. You were on fire tonight. You stop.
He knew.
So, Fish, do you have anything else that you want to tell the people?
No.
All right.
I appreciate being invited on. Like, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, hopefully it was
you guys are going places.
Hopefully it was a nice rest for you to just do sort of a normal episode with, you know, just joining in and having fun with the dumbest people you now know.
Not having to edit as well. Oh, man.
That's true. That's right. All right.
Oh, moi. Chef's kiss.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Well, from Fish on a Heater and JT and John. JT, you have anything left for the people?
Well, if you're going to go out and you're going to catch Pokemon during this water festival event,
don't use all your balls in one place.
Bye.
Bye.